Steve Sherlock here for Franklin Matters, Franklin Public Radio, available anywhere, anytime, on the internet, in your browser at WFPR.FM, and in the local Franklin, Mass. Area FM radio band 102.9. Yeah, the radio dial. It's a dial or maybe a push button you can preset. 102.9. Here today, virtually, with another candidate interview, this time KP Sampali. Incumbent candidate for school committee. KP, thank you for doing this.
Thank you, Steve, for having me here. It's so much helpful for all of us. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. From my role, certainly as the resident here and certainly community information director that I volunteer for, we need this kind of thing for, and especially this year. Well, not so much, we got 8 on 7 for a school committee, but we got 15 for 9 spots on the council. There's 3 new people relatively on the planning board. We need to get your info out. And I wanted to really to try and coordinate with the studio. And unfortunately, the volume of the schedule, they just couldn't accommodate. But hey, Zoom can do this. So it's given me an opportunity to really hone my video editing skills because that's something I really hadn't been practicing on. So, yay, it's working.
Yeah, I understand that. Thank you.
So we'll begin where we usually actually, before we begin, for the listeners, hopefully you've seen some of the others. If you're just tapping into this one for the first time, there's a series of questions, three questions are the same for all candidates, to get a little bit of the background and then on the roll. And then we get into role specific questions. So for KP today, he'll be getting the school committee questions. Obviously, they're separate for town council, planning board, etc. They've had the questions beforehand because we want to have a conversation. There's no tricks about this. They're prepared. The whole intent is to create information so we can cast an informed ballot on or before November 4th. So the quick reminder there, per the clerk, anybody who has applied for a mail ballot, the ballot should be back in the office October 6th during that week, which is really coming quick already. And then she'll turn around the ballots to put them in the mail. And then October 17th, Friday, October 17th, in-person voting starts in the town clerk's office. And then November 4th, certainly at the high school from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. So that's what we're about. We've got info at the end for if you don't have KP's contact info and you want to follow up on anything other than finding him at, say, the market in and around Franklin, you'll be able to do that. So that much said, now we can start at the beginning. So in case somebody doesn't know you, KP, can you give us a little bit about your Franklin story, either your road to Franklin or certainly your life within Franklin and community involvement here?
Sure, Steve. My family moved to Franklin around 2008, and we are a family of 4 with 2 boys. Both of them are graduated from our own Franklin High School. And I served in several charity organizations, and I'm 2-time presidential award recipient as well, and 1-time Boston Mayor Award recipient. In the town of Franklin, I've been served on a design review commission, and as of now, I'm serving as a Franklin School Committee member.
Mm-hmm. Yes. As you're aware, certainly civil discourse is a key component of our democratic republic form of government. The political divide, especially on the national level, certainly is unfortunately wider now than ever. We're a little bit fortunate to the extent that at least for a local election, it's nonpartisan. But there are still divides. So how as an individual or in particular on the role in the school committee, can you help to either bridge or avoid this divide?
Well, this is a very good question, Steve. It's the question of the hour, and it's like civil discourse is essential to strengthening our democratic republic. And as an individual, I believe the best way to bridge the political divide is by leading with respect, listening before speaking. We are fortunate to live in our community that reflects both the diversity and and the unity among us, with a rich culture from being home to the first public library in our nation and birthplace of Horseman, who is the father of our public education. These legacies remind us the knowledge, education, and the open dialogue are powerful tools of bringing people together instead of focusing what divide us. I will engage my neighbors, my well-wisher, in a constructive conversation, celebrate the community we all share, and promote understanding across differences. After all, Franklin history and beauty prove that we are stronger than ever when we come together, not apart. That's what I can say.
No, good. Thank you for that. And I've mentioned in some of the other interviews, there's a reason why we have two ears and one mouth to reinforce that listening before speaking aspect. And then the other key certainly is we're all neighbors, some just a little bit closer than others. And if we do approach that respect, whether it's over the fence or in the driveway, having the chat, it's going to be so much easier. Unfortunately, why don't we carry that through on the social, where it seems like they wouldn't say that if they were right next to us, but they do. So, yeah. But it's not about me. Thank you for that. Moving into the next question then. So, focusing more specifically on your experience and your background, what aspects of those will help you to serve in this particular role on the school committee? Or another way to phrase it, what do you bring to the table that helps set you apart from the others competing for this role?
Yes, Steve. With the rapid acceleration of AI technological globally, it is very, very important than ever that our Franklin Public School prepare our students to compete and thrive on a world stage. The decisions what we make today will help the future generations, which has to be very clear. I am not promising miracles is going to happen, but what I do and what I bring, however, is the valuable perspective and proven experience of the incumbent who has already been deeply engaged in the work of strengthening our schools. I understand the challenges, the priorities, and the opportunities are unique to our district. I can leverage that knowledge to continue building on the progress we have made. What sets me apart is not only my experience, but also my commitment of making decisions that always put students first. I bring the ability to listen, collaborate, and advocate for what our children need to succeed in the increasingly competitive and fast-changing world. My focus is on ensuring that every student in our Franklin has the foundation for a bright and successful future, and I'm ready to continue working hard toward that goal. That is nothing but school committee. That's all.
Thank you for that. And then moving to the specific questions on the school committee, certainly with the redistricting decision behind us and the implementation actually starting in this September, it's still underway. What do you see as one of the key priorities for the district as we go forward?
While the redistricting now is behind us, I believe our next priority should be focusing on day-to-day experience, which is operational issues of our students and our families. After opening of our school district, I spoke to several parents who expressed, they were frustrated with the traffic and all, with the middle school, especially with the middle school dismissal process, which has become longer and extended the lunch periods. As a school committee member, I personally went there and observed all the dismissal process to better understand the challenges, particularly for the students who ride buses for longer distances. I also plan to visit during the lunch hours and will sit down with our superintendent and the transport director to review the facts rather than rely on assumptions. My commitment is clear. I work for the benefit of our students and families, not the other way around.
Good. Thank you for that. And with the school district responsible for the largest portion of the town of Franklin's overall budget, do you have ideas to help resolve the structural deficit that we continue to seem to face in the operational budget?
Yes, this is a very, very important question, Steve. The school district is responsible for the largest portion of the town's Franklin budget, which means any structural deficit has a direct impact on our students and families. I will focus on ensuring that our students remain of the top priority in every budget, in every budget decision, since the community was already rejected override twice. Another override at this time, instead of your school committee, must bridge the gap by becoming a strong, united voice for our students, making clear to the council, education, exploring the efficiencies of and partnerships, and alternative revenue opportunities while studying the current situation, which will directly benefit our student. At the same time, I will press for transparent, collaborative budget discussions with the town council, pushing for a fair allocation of resources that reflects the essential role of our school play in the health of our the entire community. The goal must be always be resolve the structural deficit in a way that secure the long-term sustainability of the district while keeping students' needs front and center of the our school district.
Good. Thank you for that. Well, we've touched on a few topics. If there's something other that we haven't talked about, you have an opportunity to, since we've got this platform and the people are watching and listening, you've got this opportunity to add something else to the discussion so that they'll at least know, oh, KP said that. Yes, that's good.
While we discussed, a wide range of topics today, I would like to leave voters and residents with a few like closing points and thoughts. I mean, over the past 2 years, some of the most challenging in the history of the Franklin School Committee, we faced very difficult situations like budget decisions and a complex our redistricting like Kennedy and all. Like personally, converting our Blue Ribbon School, Kennedy, was the toughest decisions, and for me, I have remained committed to asking thoughtful questions, understanding the issues in depth, and ensuring meaningful action is taken. I am a doer, not a just a talker, and this is the foundation of my approach to the leadership. I appeal to the every voter in our town as the world rapidly revolves with the acceleration of artificial intelligence. It is very, very essential that our students remain competitive and well prepared for the future while we continue to prioritize their mental well-being. Now is the time for the right leadership to secure our kids' future in the increasingly competitive world. Above all, I finally request our community to choose the efficiency over ego for the sake of our students and the future of our Franklin community. We need the real leaders who act, not just leaders for a namesake. Let us elect doers, leaders who truly get things done. God bless our students. God bless United States of America. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you for that. And to the listeners, thank you for listening. As I mentioned earlier, there'll be a slide at the end with KP's contact info. So certainly between, seeing him around, maybe at the market, farmers market, other places, feel free to reach out, follow up with him. And then, yes, the final reminder, please cast an informed ballot on or before November 4th. Thank you again, KP, for doing this.
Thank you for having me, Steve.
And to the listeners, final reminder, we do this because Franklin matters.
This program was made possible by your Franklin friends and neighbors, good folks just like you. Thanks for supporting Franklin TV. And thanks for watching.